Question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Oh, man. We're back with another Answer of the Week where we play your answers to the damn question of the week. It just makes sense. My name is Matt Baum. You probably recognize his voice from the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast. Sitting across from me is internet's famous, beloved dungeon master, Wooly Toots. Wooly, say hi to the kids.
Hello, children.
Here's how it works. Every week, Joe Patrick posts the question of the week on the THN forums. That's on Sunday. You then have until the following Thursday, midnight, to get us your answer. You can email it to us. You can email it to us. You can post it on the THN forums. If you're too big of a baby to call in, hey, I get that. That's fine. Maybe you have too much to say. Whatever. Or you can call us 402-819-4894 and leave us a message before we get to the questions. Mr. Toots, can you tell us what we asked the listeners this week?
I sure can. This week, we asked the listeners to give us their cast picks for the Doctor Strange movie. Now, we did not just ask for Doctor Strange.
No.
You were also tasked with giving us your choice for Clea with the crazy hair.
That's right.
And Manservant Wong.
One of my favorite butlers in comics.
Way cooler than Jarvis.
And we had rules. They had to be current actors. There was no fantasy aging or anything.
Yes, yeah.
They had to be alive, working, age appropriate. Let's get right to it. Mr. Randy Andrews chimed directly in. Gotta love this guy. Let's see what he had to say.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews calling in for the question of the week. Actually emailing in. This week, you asked us to pick the cast for the Doctor Strange movie. Well, guys, starting with Doctor Strange, I think Gabriel Byrne would make a perfect great sorcerer. His manservant, Wong, would be none other than Byron Mann, who was in Street Fighter the movie as Ryu. Next, Clea. I'd have to say Hottie Rose McGowan. The scary villain would be Dormammu, and could be a CG character and voiced by Jason Momoa. That would be cool. Well, that's my picks this week, guys. Hope you like it. And check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.blogspot.com and see you in a week. Bye for now.
Randy, I love your calls. I always do.
Dude.
I gotta tell you, man. Rose McGowan, not an actress. I'm sorry.
She lost me on that last Conan the Barbarian movie, dude.
She's just awful.
Lost me.
Very pretty. I'll give you that. Very cute.
Okay, man.
I like your Gabriel Byrne, though. That's a cool idea.
That is pretty good. I did not consider him at all.
Kind of an older Doctor Strange, but
well,
I like it.
You know, Doctor Strange has got the gray temples, buddy.
Yeah?
He's a little older cat. I love that he added the villain.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's got Dormammu. Right on. The dreaded Dormammu.
Sure.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
it's tricky.
And he'd have to be CG.
Of course.
He's got a flaming head.
Flame head. Just like the Flame King.
Just like the Flame King. Thanks for your call, Randy. That was awesome. Moving right along. From the Google Voice line.
Hey, guys. This is Jace Magnet, contributor at College Comics Bulletin and DC Infinite, calling in for the answer of the week. I've got some pretty strong opinions on who should play Doctor Strange. My thought on the lead role is Aidan Gillen. Most people will recognize him as Littlefinger from Game of Thrones.
Ooh,
but to me, he's always going to be Tommy Carchetti from The Wire. In The Wire, he showed that he could balance out the pathos of making tragic choices and bad decisions with having a little bit of heroism, the ability to inspire and change. He may not have turned out all that well on The Wire, but I think that he could also play a role that's more victorious in the end as well. As for his companion, Wong, that one confuses me a little bit more because, well, Wong is taken in the old Steve Ditko comics is a bit of a caricature. It's sort of like casting Ebony White in the Spirit movie. And if you ever wondered how Frank Miller's The Spirit could have been worse, that's how.
Yeah.
So I decided to mix it up, and I thought of Kenneth Choi. You might recognize from Captain America, the First Avenger, or The Wolf of Wall Street. He's an Asian American and would play up more of being Doctor Strange's peer as opposed to a manservant. He is funny, he can be in action, and he could potentially be a doctor or somebody else of equal learning. The roles I like most about the potential Doctor Strange movie, though, are those of the villains. Baron Mordo is a classic. Somebody a little bit older, with a big ego, somebody who's maniacal and plays over the top and should just chew scenery. To me, it had to be Daniel Day-Lewis.
Whoa.
As for Dormammu, who to me is the ultimate villain in a Doctor Strange film, you're probably just going to have a voice actor. And I went with Rory McCann there. You might recognize Rory McCann from Game of Thrones as well as the Hound. He's got a big, gruff voice, the ability to sound serious, and can be a very scary guy. And I think that giving him a head full of fire would make for a pretty interesting movie. So those are my thoughts on casting a Doctor Strange film. I'm interested to hear yours. Thanks, guys.
Chase Magnet. Wow. That was excellent, man.
His choice for Doctor Strange was my number
that
two
is
choice.
Fantastic.
To tell you the truth.
That didn't even occur to me.
Littlefinger, baby.
Kenneth Choi, I really like. He plays the Chinese gang leader on Sons of Anarchy as well. He's really good.
Yeah.
I like that. And Baron Mordo, great choice.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Great choice, man. And Daniel Day-Lewis, yeah. Well, let's get some Oscar power on board.
What about Mordo's outfit, though?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I wouldn't want him to change a thing.
Do you like my green tights?
Whoa. Next up, Keith Silva sent us an MP3 and included a very sexy lady pick.
Oh, shit.
A little throwing muses, man, right?
Dormammu and Baron Mordo, I presume. It's emancipated THN love slave, Keith Silva.
Emancipated my
casting
ass.
Casting choices for a Doctor Strange movie, huh? Okay, I'll bite. How about Mads Mikkelsen for Doctor Strange? Joe, I know you're a Hannibal fanboy, and there's an opportunity, I'm sure, in a Doctor Strange movie for Mikkelsen's eyes to bleed, which often happens to the characters he plays in film. Check out Valhalla Rising. It's the movie Nicholas Winding Refn made prior to Drive. For Clea, it's all about the legs. A quick search of Maxim.com reveals that Veronica Barakova could fill out the tights and singlet just fine. I'll send a picture. Wong? Let's go out of the box, since we can't have a time-traveling Jonathan Ki Kwan, as he appeared as Short Round in 1984's The Temple of Doom. Missed opportunity. I'm thinking Ji Zhang, who is in The Grandmaster.
Ooh.
The Grandmaster is a bit of a slog, except for the kung fu. Watch it for the scene outside the train station. A lot of cars on that train. A lot of cars. Oh, and one more thing. I have a podcast now. Yep, me, Victor Von Zoom, Charles from Panel Culture, a mystery guest. Look for it soonish. It's about booze and soccer and musical theater and ice cubes and, oh yeah, we're only one podcast in, boys, and we already have a sponsor.
Son of a bitch.
What?
If you're a touring musician or a storm chaser and you're looking for the lowest prices on the best gear in the Omaha Council Bluffs metropolitan area, then you need to get your ass into Matt Bomb's World of Boom. Matt Bomb's World of Boom, located at 666 Beats Boulevard, steps away from the Culet Towers. So, you know, legit. You'll find the best prices on Tama, Pearl, and Ludwig anywhere in the Midwest. And if you find a lower price on the item you want, good for you. But know this, traitor to our nation. You'll be taking food off the plate of a hard-working American businessman. So there. That's Matt Bomb's World of Boom, where our prices are insane, but not as insane as our name. Explosion!
Oh, my goodness gracious.
A little bit of pandering there, but I like it. It always pays off. Excellent choices, by the way. Really, really excellent choices. The guy that plays Hannibal. Super creepy dude.
Yeah, okay.
Super creepy dude. He was a great Bond villain, too, in the first Casino Royale, the remake.
Yeah.
He was the guy with the bleeding eye.
Mm-hmm.
And he was amazing in Valhalla Rising.
Valhalla Rising is dope.
I love that movie. And he had the facial hair in Valhalla Rising.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
I don't hate that at all.
My favorite part, though, is that he used hazing by throwing muses.
That was cool. I love that band. I haven't thought about it for a while.
That song.
His Clea pick, I don't know if she can act. She is very cute. I'm looking at her holding a surfboard. She's adorable.
She can surf the waves of sorcery.
And I can't remember the name of the Zhang Zhen, I think his name, the guy that played the Grandmaster. I just watched that movie not too long ago. Wong Kar-wai directed it. It was amazing. It was long, absolutely amazing, though. And he looks like Manservant Wong. He's wearing, like, sort of the Chinese martial arts,
yeah,
you know, robe and everything.
Traditional.
Perfect. And dude can act. Dude can totally
okay.
act. Love those picks. Love
They're
those good.
Picks. Good. There's nothing wrong with them.
All right, we got another voicemail here. Let's go.
Joe and Matt, Tom Zimmer here. Or pick up on Zoom, as I'm known on the Twitterverse. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And so without apologies, here is my dream cast for a Doctor Strange movie directed by Terry M. Gilliam.
Oh, man.
In the role of the Ancient One, Hal Yamanuchi. Hal Yamanuchi was the older guy in The Wolverine. In the role of Clea, let's give it up for Lena Headey. And cheat and say, let's go ahead and use the entire Game of Thrones cast in a Doctor Strange film. That would be cheating. I only like one answer. In a very uninspired bit of casting, I would give the role of Wong to Yang Fat Chow. And the big bad for the first movie should be Nightmare, and it has to be played by Tilda Swinton. And in the role of the Fossil Supreme, the weird, the creepy, the sexy, the long-fingered, and the eccentric Jeff Goldblum. Absolutely. Without a doubt, Jeff Goldblum would make a fantastic Doctor Strange.
Now I'm mad at my answer.
I know.
But it's my world.
Oh, and man. You just knocked that out of the park.
Dude,
Jeff Goldblum is Doctor Strange.
I would watch do anything.
That is awesome.
Oh,
he's already got
the
super weird vocal cadence and everything.
That's funny as shit. So far, I think he has my... I think I support his cast the most because his Wong, my Wong.
Oh,
but
yeah?
But it's Chow Yun-Fat.
Yeah, but I think
he's
giving the proper Chinese
okay.
like pronunciation of his name.
I don't know.
Yun-Fat
I'm
Chow.
An ignorant American.
Yeah.
I don't care.
We call him Chow Yun-Fat here.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. But I like that. That is a good call. That's a good call. Welcome aboard, Victor Von Zoom. About damn time you called us, man. He's been on the forums forever.
Yeah, and now he's upgraded to phoning in. And now,
long-time listener.
Soon he'll MP3.
Look at that.
It's the that's how...
The circle of listener
that's how it
life.
Goes. I watch it. It's like the dinosaur crawling out of the water and becoming a T-Rex. Slowly, you will make it to T-Rex level,
You're
sir.
You're still a tadpole,
right
sir,
now,
but
yeah.
someday.
Got to go back to the water for a little bit.
Got another one from the voicemail here.
Hey, nerds. This is Patrick, and I've got your question to your answer of the week right here. Dreamcasting for Doctor Strange, : the movie, !! Doctor Strange should be played by Zach Braff. He has the look, and he already knows how to play a doctor. And he must know magic to have put up with What's Her Helmet in Garden State. Once you have Zach Braff cast, Wong comes naturally. He'd be played by Turk. First off, Zach and Turk are already BFFs.
I think I see him working here.
Actually, by definition, they are ZBFFs, Zach Braff friends forever.
Ooh.
Not only that, Wong and Turk are both bald, and they are the same race.
It's true.
Okay.
Between the two races of white and not white, Wong and Turk are both not white.
I'll give you that.
I know that you think that I'm going to pick Sarah Chalk for Clea, but you're wrong. I'm going to go with that blonde girl doctor that is also on Scrubs. I don't know her name. I don't think that she has one. I just call her Lady Zach Braff. So there it is. Your casting, it can't be wrong. I found it at the bottom of a bottle. Please have the Warner Brothers casting department send the check directly to me. You know the address.
I will, but I have bad news. I believe Marvel Studios is making this movie.
I like that he has a cast that has already worked together. So
they've already
got the chemistry.
And he's going Scrubs here, so he's tugging on my heartstrings. I love some Scrubs.
Right.
That was fantastic.
Those are solid. That's solid.
Totally.
That's a solid,
now,
safe choice. I like
when he said Zach Braff as Doctor Strange, what did you feel?
No.
okay, there was a part of me that was like, that is ridiculous. And before I get ridiculous out, I went, wait a minute. That could actually be kind of cool.
As with this cast as a whole, I'm into it.
Okay.
Like yeah.
Like going. A serious Zach Braff, though? What if he got like kind of dark and serious?
Okay.
You're not buying it. All right. I don't know. Part of me, just for a minute there, I was like, I don't know.
Hey, man, it could work.
Hey, Tom Hanks reinvented himself. He went from comedian to the most serious dude in the world, you know? And
that's
it worked.
Right.
Won friggin' Oscars.
That's right, man. I'm captain of the ship.
Here we go. Andrea Shock sending us in an MP3. Always heady, always deep stuff. Way smarter than us. Let's see what she's got.
Hi, guys. It's Andrea. At Andrea Shock on Twitter and one half of Comics Therapy.
Listen to that fidelity.
And totally guilted into calling in at the last minute by Joe. Come on. I was going to take this week off because my pick for Doctor Strange was Gary Oldman, and then he turned into a giant asshole. I'm still totally reeling from that. I don't usually pay that much attention to bad behavior by random celebrities, but
I don't know what he did.
Gary Oldman, I always really kind of loved him. He's so good at playing bad, like in The Professional, and he's so darling at playing kind of sweet and approachable, like any number of other things. I thought he would have been perfect, even though Myers thinks he's too old. But, I don't know. I can't believe some of the shit that he said in the Playboy interview. And I just can't. I can't recommend that particular pick. And I just haven't had a second to come up with anything better. So, yeah, this is me calling in with not an answer. But Joe made me do it. So yell at him, not me. Bye, guys.
I like where your head's at. But I'm with Myers. I think Oldman's a little too old. No pun intended. Now, what the hell did he say? I don't even know.
He said some anti-Semitic remarks.
What?
In Playboy.
In Play.
Well, he made some some comments that were offensive to many Jewish people. Your people, Matt.
I'll have to look into this. That just blows my mind that anyone. It's like one thing. It's like, oh, he was caught on a cell phone, you know, recording or something, like saying something while he was drunk. But it's like, you had an interview with Playboy and you made anti-Semitic remarks? Are you a moron?
Yeah. Oh, man. And the Jewish organization finds his apology insufficient.
Oh, boy.
Now, I'll tell you this much. Gary Oldham at one time was probably my favorite actor.
Yeah. Far and away one of my favorites.
Until I realized he will do anything just like Sam Jackson.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey.
And then I was just.
Gotta pay the bills. The bills.
I get it. I would do it too. Look, I want that pool.
His role.
Let's take this role.
His role in Leon the Professional, absolutely terrifying.
So
good.
What was that one? It was like Romeo.
Romeo Must Die.
Romeo Must Die.
Yeah, great movie. Great movie. But now
and the one with Sean Penn, when it was on St. Patrick's Day, and the Sean Penn was undercover cop. Getting back into the family. Robin Penn Wright's in it. Gary Oldham. Robin Wright Penn. It's got the slow motion gunfight at the end.
I don't remember this one.
The parade is going on.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, and it was all about gangs, Irish gangs and Italian gangs warring.
It doesn't matter because now we got to add him to the Mel Gibson list, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going to have to dig into this and find out. I'm not defending him. Obviously, he said something stupid, but Jesus Christ, man, you knew you were being interviewed.
There goes ticket sales for Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Apparently. Jewish ticket sales, anyway. And everybody knows we control Hollywood, so kiss your job goodbye, buddy.
And they love movies about apes.
Got another MP3 coming in here. This time, our good friend Shonix.
Hello, to it, a nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. This week's question... Who would I cast as Dr. Strangelove? No time for love, Dr. Jones. I'm going to go through all the doctor. Whoa. Give me the news. I got a bad case of answering questions. So Dr. Strange, Stephen Strange, the arrogant, you know, surgeon that messes up his hands and then tries to fix them and then becomes the Sorcerer Supreme. My heart goes with, and I'd love to see this guy make into the Marvel Universe of movies, the Marvel Studio Universe of movies, that is. Not that Fox or... Sony business, but Doctor Strange, Johnny Depp, I think he would really, really, really dive into that role. I mean, because that's what he does. My heart goes to Jim Carrey, but I think he's just too old and no one's going to take him seriously. But in his serious roles, I think he'd be able to pull it off. But I'd really like to see Johnny Depp make it into Marvel Studio movies. And I think Doctor Strange would be perfect for him. I think he'd play the role fantastic. His manservant Wong, I'd go with Ken Watanabe, the dude from Godzilla and a bunch of other stuff. I just think he has the forehead for it. Shave his head. And I love the way he talks, and you know, I just think he would be fantastic as Wong, the manservant. Steven's maybe wife in the movie, or someone he's gonna go and save, or she's gonna come save the day, would be Clea. I went with Keira Knightley, probably because Natalie Portman was taken and Scarlett Johansson was taken. I really don't. Jennifer Lawrence, I would love to pull her from the Fox movies, but I don't. I think she's stuck there. But I think Keira Knightley. I mean, she's had screen time with Johnny Depp, and I think she'd work. I think she has the chops. I think she can beat people up if it comes down to it. But I think in the whole mystic realm, she would make it work. And having that whitish blonde hair, I think, would be pretty badass. But what about her uncle, Dormammu? I would love to have it voiced by. He does some animated stuff, but he does mostly video games. I would be probably considered, you know, the leading man of voice acting in the video game world, and that is Nolan North. Because when I see Dormammu, I think of someone that's really just kind of powerful, but not like all devilly talking. I just think of him as just this guy that's all like, you know, suave, and I don't know. There's something about, maybe it's because of the way he looks. I don't know. But I'd have to go with that. I think Nolan North doing his voice would be pretty cool. Make it a little gravelly, maybe, but I'd love him to have some attitude and some snark. But yeah, I really wanted to say Nathan Fillion just because I wanted to see him in a Marvel Studios movie, but that got answered this week. So awesome. So peace out, all you dick riders. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.
I love the Johnny Depp call.
How do you know I
was
grabbing my dick?
I love the Johnny Depp call, but I just feel like he's too expensive. I feel like there's no way I can get him.
Yeah, I mean, that's banking a lot on his Doctor Strange tickets.
Yeah, I just.
But I mean,
know.
He might sell those tickets.
Oh, totally. I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe you get a name like that attached, and yeah, he'd murder it. He would totally nail that.
Yeah,
he'd be great.
He's good. I didn't even consider him.
I don't see Keira Knightley as my Clea.
I wouldn't really care to watch.
I like
her,
Keira Knightley, but whatever. I don't see her as my Clea. I think one too many Pirates movies just burnt me out on her. I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
And Ken Watanabe, of course, he's great.
He's fine.
Anything he wants to
into
do.
Into it.
I don't care. Anything that dude wants to do. Love him.
Pretty good job, Shonix.
Yeah. Solid. You're not going to believe this. We got an MP3 from one Joe Patrick.
Who's that guy?
Can you believe can you believe the nerve of this guy? Takes the week off, makes you do all the work, has a gall to call in with an answer.
Who's this? What?
Let's see what this schmuck has to say.
Hey, Jared and Matt, this is Joe Patrick, co-host of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast.
Never heard of you.
Calling in with my answer to the question of the week. For Doctor Strange, I'd like them to pick an older actor, but I don't think they will. So if they're going to go younger, I'd like them to choose Thomas Meissen, who plays Ichabod on Sleepy Hollow.
Ooh.
Ichabod is a man out of time. He's from the Revolutionary War period, kind of thrust forward into the future. And so he seems much older than he is. So if Hollywood's going to pick a younger actor, I'd like them to go with Meissen, because he's able to portray, I think, he's able to bring a gravitas that makes him seem older and wiser than his age makes you think he would be. For Wong, for me, the only choice is Jet Li.
He stole mine!
He looks good bald.
Son of a bitch!
He knows how to kick ass. And I think he would be great as the kind of quiet, subservient companion that knows how to stir some shit up when the time calls for it. And for Clea, who is an extra-dimensional sorceress and the sister of Dormammu, I would love it if they picked somebody totally weird and off the wall, like Tilda Swinton, who, as far as I can tell, is immortal in real life. And I think she'd be perfect. She's an excellent actress. She would be totally credible as this weird sorceress from the dark dimension. And I think she would be right there, side by side with Doc Strange, just being as kick-ass as the main star. So those are my picks. I'm sure Hollywood's going to opt for somebody much more bankable. But it's dream casting. Thanks for filling in, Wooly Toots. I'll talk to you guys later. Happy trails.
Joe Patrick doing his best Randy Andrews impersonation. It was pretty good.
I got to tell you, I like it. I like it. I very much like it.
I don't love the Tilda Swinton call just because I've always pictured Clea a little younger. But Tilda Swinton is certainly a very talented actress.
She was the Ice Queen of Narnia.
Yeah, that's true. And she could be super creepy. You know, I'm sure. Not bad. I don't know. I don't see it. I always pictured Clea younger. Especially, like, younger than Doctor Strange, certainly.
And foxier?
Oh, tons foxier. Yeah, not as clammy and odd-looking.
No offense.
No offense, Tilda.
His Doctor Strange was freaking Ichabod, dude. Oh. That's a good choice. I'd love to see that dude do more stuff.
Yeah, he's good.
He's super fun.
He's good. He's already got the facial hair.
I like that series.
He wears a cloak all the time. He looks good in it. Yeah, yeah, man. It's not bad at all. And he stole my Wong. Jet Li,
my
dude.
Wong was stolen too, dude. Quit taking our Wongs.
You shave Jet Li's head and he looks great. I love that guy. And any work for Jet Li is good work as far as I'm concerned. Oh, we should thank Joe Patrick for his call. Thank you, Joe Patrick.
And you're welcome,
Joe
Patrick.
For your call, you lazy son of a bitch.
Hey, guys. Calling in about casting for Doctor Strange. Going to admit right off the bat, I had to cheat here a little bit because I'm terrible at picking casting, things like this. So I went to Newsarama and looked up who they listed as their top 10. And based on that, I'm going to go with Timothy Oliphant. First of all, I got a total man crush on that guy. I would go see anything he did.
I'm not surprised, Ryan.
He's a good-looking man.
For Clea, shoot for the stars here. Let's get Charlize Theron.
He stole mine!
And
oh, really?
For
yes!
Wong, although I did come up with this one on my own. Sorry, got a couple of margaritas in me. I was thinking of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and the guy that was in that.
Chow
His
Yung
name?
Fat.
Yun Fat Chow.
Yeah, there you go. Mine too.
Chinese pronunciation.
He's got a little age to him. I think that's pretty important. I don't think you can have a really young 20-something Doctor Strange. He's supposed to be the Sorcerer Supreme, which means he's got to be around for a while. You need somebody with some age, a little gravitas. I guess that's about it. I'd be okay with Daniel Day-Lewis, too. I saw that in the list. But I'd go with Timothy Oliphant if I was casting. All right, guys. Later. Bye.
Great call from the THN mouthpiece, Ryan Forrest, who forgot to introduce himself. I love Timothy Oliphant. And maybe it's just Justified that's doing it to me. But I just kind of see him as like the tough guy, Southern gentleman type thing. I don't so much see him as Doctor Strange.
I don't see him as Strange.
You know what I mean?
I did see the exact same list Ryan is referring to there. But, yeah, now my Clea and my
Charlize
Wong
Theron. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
That's not bad. At first, I was just like, yuck. But the more I think about it, yeah, that's not bad.
No, man, she would be great. She was the evil witch in Snow White and the Huntsman, and I think she's got the sorcery shit down.
Yeah?
She's... I love that broad. So
she's a great actress.
Yeah.
She's definitely a great actress.
She made Prometheus for me.
And another vote for Chow Yun Fat. There you go. Another MP3. See who we got.
Greetings, two-headed nerds. This is your number one true believer, Greg Glitchfield, and the official THN old-timer.
This is because I demanded it.
For this week's question of the week is, by the hoary hosts of Hogorth and Agamotto's all-seeing eye extreme, my choice to portray Dr. Stephen Strange is Billy Crudup, the Thespian Supreme.
Ooh,
that's a good
my
one.
My primary reasons for choosing Mr. Crudup is a combination of his age, his look, and his resume. Crudup, who is 46, is just the right age for portraying the former surgeon, now Sorcerer Supreme, who has gained the mastery of the mystic arts only through years of dedication. Crudup is a native New Yorker, so his natural accent fits Stephen Strange to a T. Although his natural eye-colored hair is brown, he has the correct general features and build as Strange. Best of all, Crudup has only appeared in one other superhero film, The Watchmen, and spent most of his career on smaller character roles, so would still be a fresh face to most Marvel movie fans. As for the part of Klee, Doctor Strange's former apprentice and lover, I'd go with Jennifer Connelly, who at 44 is not only age-appropriate for Strange, but still lovely and a talented actress to boot. My choice for Wong, Strange's faithful servant, would be Chow Yun-Fat, who even at the age of 59 could still believably pull off kung fu moves of Wong.
I think we have a winner.
That wins it, buddy.
We've got a winner.
Someone able to provide sage counsel to the Sorcerer Supreme. Rumors are floating around the astral plane that Edgar Ramirez is in talks with Marvel to play a part in the Doctor Strange movie, and I'm hoping that they cast him as the ruler of the dark dimension, the dreaded Dormammu. I must now arise from this cosmic casting couch and return to my duties as your humble THN listener. This is Gregory Litchfield saying, "Nuff said."
I love that guy. It's like Stan Lee calls us every week. I love it.
Yeah, right?
Good calls. Billy Crudup, man. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, that's a like good that. One.
I really like that. Jennifer Connelly. Very sexy.
Dude, I am in love with Jennifer Connelly.
She is gorgeous, and she's a good actress, too. Really, really good actress.
I could get down with that.
Yeah, she also kind of has like those sort of elfin features that could make her look kind of otherworldly.
Yeah, dude.
Sorceress from the dark dimension, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Chow Yun-Fat is apparently the clear winner.
He's the man for the plan.
There you go. Our final call. Pardon me. Our final MP3. The man who can't be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. Roderick Ruth.
Greetings, Matthew and Joseph. Roderick Ruth here, at Roderick Ruth on the Twitter for this week's answer of the week. Now, I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm a Cumberbitch. So I'm all for Benedict Cumberpatch for the casting as Dr. Stephen Strange himself. I've seen enough Sherlock and Star Trek Into Darkness to convince myself that the dude is more than capable of capturing an astounding amount of darkness and keep enough charm, humor, and physicality to sustain himself as a convincing leading man and not laugh when he yells an enchantment, you know, from Vishanti or mentions the Eye of Agamotto. Also, aside from the Thor franchise, Marvel needs another male with a European accent to woo teenage Tumblr girls on the internet, other than Tom Hiddleston's Loki, so it's the move that makes the most business sense. As for Wong, I'd go with a wiser and older version of him to juxtapose with Stevens, you know, Stephen Strange, as a reluctant mentor figure a la Alfred Pennyworth that would later betray Strange or die and be used as a plot device to galvanize him to go above and beyond. That makes it pretty hard to choose anyone else other than Chow Yun-Fat, the hard-boiled country tiger of the East. So that's my pick for Wong. As for Clea, never really cared for this character, but you'd probably need to balance out Cumberpatch's Britishness, so you need someone of Natalie Portman's caliber. Jennifer Lawrence is off the table because Fox probably has her locked down. I'm not sure many American actresses could keep up with a story in a convincing manner, so maybe Charlize Theron?
Bam!
Hell, I'll take the Australian Naomi Watts. She does a pretty good American accent. Check out Mulholland Drive.
Check out a lot of her in that movie.
Her backstory leaves a lot of room for reinterpretation, so looking forward to seeing that. So anyway, those are my picks. Thanks, guys.
Solid picks, Roderick. I thought Cumberbatch was going to get picked a lot more.
Yeah, because people love that guy.
People are loving that choice, too. I just don't see it.
He's not
mine. I love Benedict Cumberbatch. He's great. But there's just something about him that's so inherently British.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
That it just, I don't know, it takes him out of the running for me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's not my choice.
He could certainly pull off the egotistical, like, Strange doctor. I mean, he's already doing that in Sherlock.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I just don't want to see more of that. I don't know. Or Sherlock with an American accent. You know, that, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But Charlize Theron, there we go again. Chow Yun-Fat.
Yep. Man.
All great choices.
We've got two cast. We've got two members cast by majority.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
So it looks like Strange is the one that's up.
Apparently.
That's still up.
Before we do this, we have to pick our favorite call.
Oh man, that's really tough because I know
these assholes demanded it become a competition.
I really liked everybody's. I'm gonna have to go with Roderick Ruth because his Wong his Clea were mine.
Both your picks.
So that's the closest.
Right on.
To me.
Right on.
So
I'm going with Litchfield. One, I love his Stan Lee impersonation. Two, the Billy Crudup. Well, like out of left field. I love that call. I really like it.
Yeah, that's a left fielder. I didn't see it coming.
Almost made me want to change mine. Speaking of which, let's get to ours.
Okay.
All right. So we know you've got Charlize Theron
yep.
as Clea, and you've got Chow Yun Fat as your
yep.
manservant Wong. I have Jet Li as my manservant Wong, who
okay.
someone else said. So that's spoiled. So
Who's your Clea?
I haven't named my Clea yet. I haven't done it.
It's
a mystery.
Do it.
Okay. So for my Clea, I kicked this around a couple different ways, and I ended up with Daenerys Targaryen, Emilia Clarke. She's already
okay.
got the white hair.
Yeah.
She's got the elfin features.
Yeah.
She looks otherworldly. She's
she
cute
could
as
be
hell.
Timeless age. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Right?
She's a great actress.
If you were a timeless ager, wouldn't you want to look younger and sexier?
Yeah. Absolutely. Emilia Clarke.
Emilia
and she's
Clarke.
Great. She's just
yeah.
great.
I'm into it.
My Doctor Strange, ready for this? Jason Patrick.
Really?
Jason Patrick. He's got the look at this dude's features.
We're talking
he's creepy looking.
We're talking
he's got the he could grow his hair out, give him the handlebar mustache. He's got
talking
the,
what
sexy. He's got
I
the deeper
say,
voice.
I want to say Lost Boys. What's the name of the vampire movie?
Lost Boys.
Is it really?
Yeah, and Sleepers.
Why did I get it?
He was supposed to be Detective Walker in the Powers TV show that never got made. I think he'd be perfect, man. He's tall.
Okay.
He's dark. He's
yeah.
handsome.
Sure.
He could do the, he's like deeper and creepy. He could also yep. come off as like the egotistical young surgeon.
Okay.
He's an old, slightly older guy. So he
yep.
brings, you know, some age to the role. I think he'd be great.
Okay.
Here's a picture of him with the facial hair. Look at this. You ready for this?
Yeah. I want to see it.
This is,
we're doing a little show and tell here
with the facial
with
hair.
A couple things.
You ready?
Yeah. Cause I'm show and telling mine too.
Boom.
Okay.
Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
We got to get him a, we gotta get his receding hairline's gotta get
I
a
like
little,
it.
We need a little wig on that thing.
I briefly thought about David Duchovny.
Really?
He just doesn't have the voice. He's
older.
Like, he's a little too
he's
nasal.
A little too molder.
Yeah, you know.
How about have Duchovny do Dormammu's voice?
I briefly
because I want someone to do Dormammu be like, hey, Doctor Strange.
So who's your Doc Strange?
Are you ready for this?
Not
the
ready.
Dude is this dude is 8 months older than me.
Okay.
At age 42.
Okay.
Okay. He's just turned 43 the beginning of this year.
All right.
It is one Jonathan Hamm.
John Hamm?
John Hamm is my Doctor Strange.
That's
and here's
bad.
Why.
That's not bad.
He's played a doctor in Children's Hospital.
That's not bad.
He is Dr. Derek Childrens.
Yes.
And look at him with the mustache. Dr. Derek Childrens.
He's a good looking son of a bitch.
He can play an arrogant.
Yeah.
Surgeon bastard.
I can totally see him as
with
the arrogant
with
surgeon.
A heart of cold.
Yeah.
Heart of cold.
With a heart of cold.
With a heart of cold. A cold heart until, you know, he's like gets screwed up himself.
It's a great choice.
Then he gets some humility and he, you know, like he's already played the like his Don Draper has
yeah.
done all this like internal suffering and drinking and
oh,
like,
yeah.
you know, like Doctor Strange when his hands went to sh-
He can
you know,
do dark and scary.
Was like,
he can absolutely do dark
he
and scary.
He retreated into himself and became horrible. And so, John Hamm.
I like it.
John Hamm is mine.
I like it. That's good. This is a great question.
It was a lot of fun.
This was fun.
I pretty much could go. Here's the thing. I want to say this about everybody's answer. For the most part, I could get down with everybody's answer.
Yeah.
So, anybody's answer would be good, which goes to say, man, Doctor Strange, he's We could put almost anybody in that role.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was a lot of really solid answers. I don't think anybody had an answer that made me just, like, knee-jerk. No. Absolutely not. Not
yeah.
even Zach Braff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who, come to think of it, no. Probably not going to work. But that was a different kind of funny answer, and I liked it. Guys, girls, nerds, thank you so much for your answers. You guys make this show as great as it is. We appreciate you playing along every week. Please continue to do so. Some fantastic answers on the forums. Go check them out. Those guys are so much smarter than myself, Wooly Toots, and everybody that calls into the show. I'll tell you what, those forum guys, the brainy nerds, man.
Yeah.
We will be back this weekend with another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. And this Sunday, a new question of the week will go up. You want to tell them that question of the week, Wooly Toots?
Holy crap. I read it once before, didn't I?
You did.
On the other one.
Nerd Desert Island.
Yeah, it's from Shonix. Nerd Desert Island. He wants, you're stranded there. You only got one of these things. One was a comic.
One comic.
One was a board game slash video game.
Either or, not both.
Either or. Yeah, that's where the slash comes in. And the other one was...
Movie. It was a movie.
It doesn't need to be a nerd movie, apparently.
It could be any movie. Whatever, like, yeah, you want. Be like, I'm watching Citizen Kane over and over and over again.
There you have it.
It's a deep one. It's going to take some serious
thought. It's too much. It's too much.
That one's going to be difficult.
It's going to hurt my head.
Kick that one around. We will see you very soon. And thanks again. We love you all. This is the Two-Headed Nerd. Signing off.
Goodbye.